This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Rolien Marx, a very good morning to you. How are you?
I tell you, after what I saw last night, I need a Valium. I think that's the only way to start the weekend.
All right, so I guess we're going to start with the Kanye conversation, aren't we?
Can we ease into it slowly?
All right, you want to come back to it? Let's do that. Let's come back to it. Let's start off
and just understand,
get a bit of a summary as to what is going on with the Israeli parliament, with the coalition talks. Where are we at the moment?
Well, look, I urge anyone who wants to get an understanding of what Israelis are feeling at the moment. There is an excellent op-ed written by the editor-in-chief of the Times of Israel, David Horovitz. He gives his take on the coalition that is to come. A lot of concerns. Earlier this week, we had the appointment of Avi Maoz, the lone representative of Noam. Who he represents, we still don't know, being given the portfolio, being in charge of the yet-to-be-created portfolio of Jewish identity. Now, this is an avowed homophobe. He's extremely anti-Arab, and he's known for his misogynistic views with women. The jury is still out which portfolio that Ben Gavir, who wants the national security portfolio, whether or not he will get that. Yesterday, Omer Bar-Lev, the outgoing police and security chief, warned that appointing Ben Gavir in this position could actually lead to a third massive Palestinian uprising. And last night we had the news that Netanyahu and Smotrich have reached a deal. Under this new coalition deal, Smotrich will be given the finance ministry for 2 years, but he will also be given control over settlements, Palestinian construction, also a portfolio that many are going to see as inflammatory. Now, earlier this week, speaking to Barry Weiss, who has a podcast called Common Sense, she interviewed incoming Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and he promised to rein in these far-right politicians. He says, you know, he won't allow Israel to become a Talmudic state. Those were his words, and that he has always protected Israeli democracy, and he will continue to protect Israeli democracy. He has told Avi Maoz that he will not, under any circumstances, be stopping the Pride Parade in Jerusalem, something that Maoz has vowed to make a priority. I mean, you would think there would be other priorities to focus on right now. But, you know, Netanyahu effectively has created this monster by creating the alliances between Smotrich and Ben-Gavir and others. And he actually now has to deal with this. You know, you and I have said that, you know, Netanyahu is not a stupid man. He's going to understand what these appointments will mean in the broader scale of things, what it means to many, many Israelis, because Israel is a very pluralistic society, and what it means for Israel's standing internationally. And you know, these appointments over the last week shows that, where do we stand with Netanyahu? Are you going to fulfill your promises to preserve Israeli democracy, or are you going to pander to your power base?
So what's interesting is that one would have thought that given the strength of this coalition, that a government would have been in place by now already. Clearly, it's not so simple for him.
It's not simple for him. The appointment of Avi Maoz to head up the yet-to-be-created Jewish Identity portfolio had resulted in a lot of backlash, not just from women's rights organizations, gay rights organizations, organizations that want to see, you know, more inclusivity, but also from his own faction and factions within the government who called it racist, insane, and absolutely
a step. That's coming from government itself, because I get very nervous when I see a Times of Israel headline saying racist, homophobe, misogynist, or whatever that would be as a headline. It makes me nervous because it's a publication telling me what to think, and I get very nervous when people are labeled rather than the newspaper presenting the facts. This is what we're dealing with. So I get nervous when I see that type of labeling, because it just reminds me of American style reporting rather than being able to see the depth and the nuance. But is this criticism also coming from within the new alliance, or is this just a left maybe media bias against him?
No, it's definitely coming from within the government. There are members of his own faction who are extremely angry at this, and also say that, he keeps giving these big portfolios, these big ministries, to Otzma Yehudi, where he really should be giving it to members of the Likud and members of the outgoing government. In the Knesset, and this was discussed in the Knesset, that this is absolutely unreal.
How long does he still have to finalize this government?
Well, he's got till sometime this coming week, but he is expected to ask President Herzog for an extension. Now, if he doesn't manage to put his government together in the time, if he is granted an extension, then Herzog will tap somebody else with the job of putting together a coalition government. You know, as we always say in Israel, it's not necessarily who wins, but who is able to put that all-important government together.
It is. The one subject and the one thing that I've noticed that since this election is that there's been a fair amount of criticism and concern from commentators, from people like yourselves, who have traditionally been and who still are enormously, enormously supportive of Israel. You every day for you is filled with bringing information to the world around what is happening, real information around Israel, and fighting the anti-Semitism, Israel hate. But at the same time, the way in which you, for example, are expressing concerns here is quite unusual. I haven't seen that of let's say yourself in all my time of dealing with you. What's changed, and what's the reaction been?
I think what's changed is that many of us now see Israel in a battle for our very soul and our very democracy. It's an issue not just expressed by me and many commentators, but it's also an expression that we've seen played out this week, where we've heard the absolute top echelon of the security establishment warning against them. I've just spoken about Omer Bar-Lev. We've heard it from the Prime Minister, Yair Lapid. We've heard it from the Ramatkal, the IDF Chief of Staff, Aviv Kochavi. We've heard it from the Defense Minister, Benny Gantz. We've heard it from the head of our Mossad and our Shabak that, you know, I know that we are saying that this is the way Israelis voted and we have to accept that, but we also have to accept that there are very, very real ramifications. We have seen our army, unfortunately, dominating the headlines this week and not in the most flattering way that we expect our soldiers to behave within their code of conduct that they swear to.
And we're not being true to ourselves and holding ourselves to a higher standard if we don't talk about those things.
Well, I agree with you. We have to remember, first and foremost, Israel is a democracy. And we have to protect that democracy. And if we see various arms or institutions within that democracy acting in a way that is not representative of their values and our values, we have to call it out. That the role of the press is to shine a light in those dark corners where there are attacks on our identity and our democracy. I think that as a Jewish state, as a Zionist state, we want to see our values represented at every level. Now, this week, I unfortunately was subjected to some of the most repugnant messages because I reported a fact, a headline, headlines from all across the board, where we have had soldiers who have been investigated and disciplined for beating left-wing activists. I am fully aware, I have been to Hebron, I have witnessed for myself what it is like for our soldiers to have to face the so-called human rights activists who shove their cameras right up in their faces, who taunt them, who sometimes get physical with them. But it is not the role of our army to manhandle them and to bring politics into their conduct, something that has been expressed by Benny Gantz, our defense minister, by Aviv Kochavi, our Ramatkal, IDF defense chief, and our prime minister, Yair Lapid, because he is still the prime minister. We cannot bring politics into the army, and we cannot bring our army into politics. And I think that it is only right and it is only fair that when this is happening in Israel, that this is spoken about in a mature way.
Absolutely right. To talk about lack of maturity, Kanye appears on a interview wearing, I don't know, a ski mask. What was he so ashamed of? Why didn't he want to show his face?
Well, to me, he just looked like he had stepped right out of the fashion pages of ISIS Weekly. And what followed was something, you know, when you think you've heard it all and you think that there is no lower place that he can go, he proceeds to go the full Mein Kampf. I think he really gave Joseph Goebbels last night a run for his money, because what I heard was quite possibly the most repugnant diatribe against Jews, against Israel, against Prime Minister Netanyahu, against Ben Shapiro, against Words actually failed me.
So what did
you know that it is bad when a white supremacist is telling you that you have crossed the line, and when you are watching in tandem the mainstream media covering it, and they are saying that they actually don't know how to express how appalling this is, because it is that level appalling.
Yeah. But what went on? Like, why would he have praised Hitler, praised the Nazis, called himself a Nazi? Is this just a person who has spiraled into complete insanity? Or is there some form of agenda and strategy that he's following. What's your thoughts?
I think it's both. I think we can no longer call Kanye West somebody who's having a mental breakdown. This has been his pattern for several years now, and that has been exposed. This is not something that's just come out of the blue. This is something that has been happening for years. However, and quite ironically, he has managed to quash it becoming part of the mainstream media. He has not gone DEFCON 3 on Jews. He has gone full nuclear Chernobyl explosion. I'm going to quote some of the things he said. I see good things about Hitler. Every human being has value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler. I like Hitler. He also went on to say we've got to stop dissing the Nazis all the time. He says, I am a Nazi. We have got to control the history books. We have got to control the banks. And we have got to go kill people, he says, while doing his impression of Netanyahu. Now, just to remind Mr. West, yay, no, whatever he calls himself, please shut up, that he was actually feted in Israel several years ago. He managed to take that on. He attacked the Anti-Defamation League. He attacked Ben Shapiro. It is absolutely beyond the pale. There are no words. This is full unhinged white supremacist.
And he has now just been suspended on Twitter, which I guess is, and that's really what has to happen, is he just needs to be cut off. He just shouldn't have any opportunity now to spout his hatred. And if he does, let him just do it at home alone where he belongs. Raleen Marks, thank you as always for a very interesting conversation. Wishing you a fantastic weekend. Shabbat Shalom, and we'll catch you next week.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.